16. Listen again and tick the correct sentences. Tape script 18, page 42.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show, Memories. Tonight, we have three callers, and they will tell us their worst memories. Are you ready? Okay, here's our first caller. Hello, Diana. So, what's your worst memory?
Hello, Ross. My worst memory is from my university years. We had a very important final exam, and I studied for it many nights. On the day of the exam, I woke up and saw that it was 11 o'clock in the morning, and the exam was at 8:30. So, while my classmates were taking an exam, I was sleeping. Can you believe that? And of course, I failed that class because I missed the exam.
Oh, God, Diana. I'm sorry to hear that. Did you pass that class later on?
Yes, I did. But this time, I didn't sleep before the exam.
Great. Okay, thank you for the story, Diana. Now, here's our second caller, Jose. Hi, Jose. Do you have a story for us?
Hi, Ross. Of course I do. When I first went abroad, I lost my passport.
What? That's terrible. Tell us more about it, please.
Well, after I checked into my hotel in Rome, I wanted to go sightseeing. While I was wandering around the town, I realized I didn't have my passport with me, so I immediately went back to the hotel. Unfortunately, it wasn't in my room. I had lost it somewhere in the city.
Wow. That's really bad. What did you do then?
I had to go to the embassy to apply for another passport. And the people in the embassy were very unfriendly. They seemed like they didn't want to help me at all. It is still a very bad memory for me because I remember how I spent 4 days of my 8-day vacation between the embassy and the police station.
All right. Thanks, Jose. And here's our final caller, Sophie. Hi, Sophie. Go ahead with your story, please.
Sure, Ross. 2 years ago, I was working part-time at a mobile phone shop to earn some extra money while I was studying at university. Anyway, one night, my manager had to leave early, and she asked me to close the shop for her. Just as I was closing the shop, two men came in. They were wearing masks and holding guns. They asked me to give all the money in the cash register. I was so scared. So I gave them all the money, and they left. But I still remember that day because it was the worst day in my life.
This is unbelievable, Sophie. I'm glad you're okay. You should definitely thank your lucky stars. All right, folks, that's all from us tonight. Be here at the same time tomorrow.